Next up here in Vendorville, we have Greta Carnes from Relentless.
Hi, everyone. I'm Greta Carnes. I'm one of the co-founders of Relentless. We run relational organizing programs. And our origin story is that I was the national organizing director for Pete Buttigieg in 2019. And we wanted to run a different kind of organizing program that was not going to just knock on doors and just make phone calls. But we wanted to also train people to talk to their friends and family about this random candidate from, you know, the fourth largest town in Indiana that had an impossible to pronounce last name, and try to gain any traction so that we could build momentum to ideally, you know, make him a legitimate candidate for president, let alone a front runner, let alone an Iowa caucus winner. So we ran a program that centered relational organizing, which is really, you know, it's sort of become a buzzword in politics, but really is just the idea that people talking to their friends and family is more effective than strangers talking to strangers, which is intuitive, right? You know, when we always say that campaigns are the last door-to-door salespeople, there's a reason why nobody comes to your door to sell you knives anymore. It doesn't really work. And so, you know, especially as our environment has changed, our media environment, we are so much more likely to get trusted information from the people that we already trust, our friends, our family, than we are, you know, an ad or a stranger trying to, you know, call you on the phone, if you even pick up the phone. So we run relational organizing programs at Relentless. The hard part about relational, the good part is that it's very effective. You know, these programs, we, you know, demonstrated, we took this random candidate and ended up catapulting him to the front runner status in the presidential primary. Relational programs are unbelievably effective, but what's difficult is that they're really hard to measure. Typically, Democratic campaigns are really good at measuring how many doors we're knocking, how many phone calls we're making, even how many text messages we're sending. And that's because we base so much of what we do in an organizing world on what Van allows us to do. But these, you know, this relational new world doesn't really account for, it doesn't fit neatly into Van. There's no place in Van to say that I talked to my little sister who lives in Maricopa County about why it's super important for her to vote this year in the presidential primary and the presidential election. So we decided to build a tool that measures relational organizing programs, and it's called Rally. Technically now we run all of our own programs using Rally, but we've also got, you know, different campaigns and organizations that are using Rally without us. So I'll share my screen. Can you all see this? I think so, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So Rally is the tool that we built to measure relational organizing programs. Again, we really want to measure how many people are talking to their friends and family, and who those people are, and then who they're talking to. You know, I want to measure that I, Greta Carnes, am talking to my four best friends who live in DC, my two parents who live in Colorado, my sister who lives in Arizona, and I want to tell you, the campaign or the organization, how my conversations are going. You know, my dad is a registered Democrat, has been since the 70s, and I know that he's going to vote for Joe Biden. And I asked him to talk, you know, to donate $10 to the campaign. Whereas I know my best friend Savannah is not very good at voting. She is not good at tasks that require any kind of administrative support. And so I'm going to make sure that I sit down with her. We're going to pour a glass of wine, and I'm going to make sure she orders her ballot. And then when she gets her ballot in the mail, we're going to fill it out together. So that's what the power of relational is. I know my friends and family best. How do we condense that data into actionable program that then scales? So this is a little bit what I was talking about with why relational is so effective. We know a conversation between people who know each other is 2.5 times more effective than a conversation between strangers. And also, these conversations are so much more efficiently had. If I asked you to go knock doors right now, it would take you all afternoon to knock 50 doors. But if I asked you to text, and if you knocked 50 doors, you'd probably talk to what, 2-3 people. But if I asked you to text 5 of your friends right now, you could do that in 5 minutes flat. So we also know that these programs are so much more efficient. And we're truly at this like amazing dawn of relational organizing. You know, this is essentially just organizing, which we hear so much. People say, it's just organizing. It is just organizing. But what's so nice about it is that we've come full circle as Democrats and coming back to wanting to run these programs, not only in a way that is, you know, harnessing their power, but is also measurable and that builds real data that's meant to last. So this is why we built Rally. There's a couple things that make Rally different than other tools out there. One, it is not an app. It's just a website. One thing that we have found is that people do not want to download new apps, which is totally understandable. So we just built it so it's just a website. It's just like going to your email address or your Facebook account. It's just you have to log in once and then you can say who you know. Once you go into Rally, I, Greta, would say, I'm Greta Carnes. This is who I am. And then I would say, I know my best friend, Savannah Schaefer. And then I would match Savannah to the voter file. I would say, I know Savannah. She lives in Washington, D.C., and she is between the ages of 20 and 30 years old. And then I would find Savannah in the voter file. What's nice about this is that it is more efficient for people to match their own friends and family to the voter file than it is for an app to try to scrape all your contacts and guess their matches to the voter file. One of my, my mom is in my phone as mom. The voter file is going to have a really hard time finding mom in the voter file in Colorado. And so we have people manually match people to the voter file. So we end up having about a 90% voter file match, which is really great for the data quality we want in our programs. We want to have a pretty high level understanding of who our program is reaching. What's also really nice about that is that because we have a 90% voter file match, we know that the last 10% of people who are not matched to the voter file probably aren't registered to vote or are not registered to vote at the location they live in. So it also helps with accurate information helps better target the voters that we are reaching. And then what's great about it is that we've got a whole admin platform that I'll show you that helps program administrators be able to look at their program and see, in mass, this is how many people we're reaching. This is how many people are responding to questions like an ID question, is this person going to vote for Joe Biden this year? We have, hundreds of thousands of people who are going to respond with to, yes, no, maybe that we can make actionable, but then also we can drill down on each person so we can say, if my best friend Savannah is a volunteer, I can say, all right, Savannah, I saw you matched eight people in Rally. It looks like two of your people didn't match to the voter file. Let's make sure those people are registered. It looks like your mom is not a very frequent voter. Why not? Here's how to make sure that your mom actually votes this year. Why don't you have that conversation with her now? Things like that, so that you can coach people who are doing these kinds of relational programs and help get the most out of each person. So this is what it looks like. You'll go into Rally and you'll add your friends or family member. This is somebody adding me as a contact, and they'll add me, Greta Carnes. We don't ask for people's cell phone numbers. We don't ask for their email addresses. We just ask for information that you would have off the top of your head. And then we guess, name, first name, last name, city, state, age range. That's all we ask for. It'll pull up in the voter file who you are. This is actually me. I am registered in Boulder, Colorado. I grew up on Wonderland Hill Avenue. And you'll click that. And then it'll say, all right, whatever the campaign is, will they support Joe Biden and Democrats? Or, are they voting for reproductive freedom if it's a program that's, specifically around repro rights this year? Or are they voting for this mayoral candidate? It could be anything, this question. And then also, once you're in, it'll map you into the voter file, and then it'll prompt you to do other things. If you're not registered to vote, make sure they're registered to vote. If they are, not supporting the candidate, send them this article or talk to them about why you're supporting the candidate. If they are supporting the candidate, ask them to put up a yard sign or donate $10. So this is what it looks like if you're a user. This is what it looks like if you're a program admin. This is a fake campaign. It's important for me to say. We have not asked 29,000 people to talk to 1.6 million people about Joe Biden yet. But so this is what it looks like if you're a program administrator. You are able to see at a glance, wow, we have 29,000 people that are talking to their friends and family about Joe Biden. They are reaching 1.6 million people about Joe Biden. And we know that we are, steadily increasing every day, which means that we can set goals around what we want these numbers to be. We can also see, on average, how many contacts per mobilizer so that we can set goals around that. If you want every person to talk to 30 people or 50 people or 100 people, we can see what the match rate is. So we can see how many people are matched to the voter file and how many people aren't. And we can measure the program based on that. Or we can throw in a huge voter reg component if we think that's a really big issue. But essentially, it's all this information that will allow us to like actually run the program. And you can drill in on all of this. And then the last thing I'll show you is that this is a program from our actual program in Mississippi last year. We've also got maps. So the idea is that as an admin, we want it to be as easy as possible to know the impact of what you're doing. So this shows where our mobilizers and our contacts across Mississippi were. So we are able to see how many people we're reaching, where those people are, where they're concentrated. For instance, in Jackson, we're able to see if there are people out of state. For instance, people map people across 30 states. Well, you know, in 2023, it's not great to have people across 30 states if there's only an election in Mississippi. But maybe some of those people were in Kentucky. They also had an election. So what's nice about this is that we can run these huge programs that are not confined to the same limits as the voter file, specifically VAN, confines us to. And this is a way that we can measure and scale relational programs, both at a micro and a macro level, so that we can run smarter organizing programs that can actually win elections. So I'll pause there and see if there are any questions. I know this was a lot. I always feel like I have to stuff a lot into these to be able to say why relational and then explain rally and then explain what these do. But I'd love to answer any questions.
While people are doing that, I have a lot of questions. We only have a few minutes. So while people, if you've got a question, please put it in the chat. But I am fascinated by this. Tell me a couple of things to make sure I get it. So is your end user typically an individual or a campaign or both?
Great question. It is typically both. We want campaigns using this tool or organizations, and we want users using it. So what I love about relational is that relational truly teaches people how to organize their own networks. It doesn't rely on a campaign to say, here's a list of voters that we've, derived from the voter file and given to you, and here's a script to use that we've, focus tested within an inch of its life. Instead, relational says, your list is yourself. It's the people in your network. And you are the best messenger. You tell us how you want to talk to them. And so either if we've got local groups using Rally to just organize themselves, or we've got, national campaigns who are using Rally to run an organizing program, it's both. One thing I will also mention is I've worked on campaigns for the last 15 years, and I know I'm part of the problem that we lose data every single cycle. We built Rally so that the data in Rally lives on. Volunteers own their own data. I own the list of my friends and family. The campaign doesn't. So ideally, we can build out a long-term social graph that then we don't have to keep going back to volunteers saying, tell us who you know. And they're like, I've told you 6 years in a row who I know. This way, we can build on something so that we can, not have to replicate the same work cycle to cycle, and we can build out lasting infrastructure so that we can hit the ground in these states and immediately know that we can reach 2 million people.
Got
I
it.
took the question and I went in like 80 different directions.
So if I'm a campaign, I think we would use, I would get all my volunteers to grab the app, put in everybody they know, and then use that to guide who I'm having reach out in my various campaigns and how
Yeah,
they.
essentially. Yeah, you'll say who you know. We've got a brainstorm module that helps you think through your own network, like people you went to school with, people you text every day, people who you live near, your friends, your family. So you'll put in who you know, and then the campaign, based on a bunch of data that exists in the voter file, like vote scores, location, things like state senate district, the campaign, your own answer to the ID question, the campaign will sort of prompt you. So the easiest way is like if I put in, my parents, my best friends, and my sister, it'll say, Lori is a great voter. Get Lori to volunteer. It'll say, my parents are really good voters. They're probably not, I'll tell you they're not going to volunteer. Get them to donate money. My best friends are not good voters. I need to make sure they actually get a ballot and vote.
Got it. I've got a question in chat. Can you see it? I can read it to you if you don't, but
No, I can see it. I'm very excited because they've used Red, Wine, and Blue, which does use Rally, and we love our friends at Red, Wine, and Blue. How many people do you really need to scale voter outreach? If your team is 4 people to 100, is there an ideal number of people? It's a great question that really depends on what you're trying to do. In terms of winning the presidential election, we are going to need to reach millions of people with a high impact, touch from a friend or family member. But if you're trying to organize, to get a candidate on the ballot, the best thing you can do is to start a local organizing program that maybe you only need to reach 100 people if you need 100 signatures on the ballot. So maybe you only need 10 people mapping 10 people each. So I think it totally varies depending on what you want to do. The example I always give is like, this is intuitive organizing. So like if you were planning a birthday party, you would never immediately go out and get a burner phone and then get a list of voters and text through the list of voters to try to reach your friends to get them to invite them to the birthday party. You would just ask your friends to come and you would make sure you double texted the people that you know are flaky and ask them to, bring a bottle of wine. Like, this is how we naturally organize our lives. If you need people to do something, you would immediately turn to the people already in your life. So I think it depends on what you want to do. It depends on the scale of the election. It depends if you want to run a program that's volunteers or, paying people to do this work, which we also do. I think it really depends on what your final goal is, but I'm happy to talk to you anytime about relational to see what makes sense for your program to build.
All right, that's great. I think we are out of time, but can you drop in chat that is there an easy way to get to you? Do you have an email? What's the best way to
Yes.
reach out for people who need help?
That is my email. This is my Twitter. I also am always checking Twitter. I'm happy to talk about relational anytime. Please reach out. Lots of ideas about any there's we're scratching the surface of what relational organizing can do. And so I'm very excited. I think this is going to be a very cool year for relational organizing in all senses of the word. I'd love to talk more.
Thank you much. That was really interesting. And we're psyched to have you here. And
Amazing.
shall
Thank you so much, everyone.
we?